Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Quinn Ewers declaring for the draft.
He should.
Yeah, I just thought he'd go to another college year.
Nah, he has the ability to get to the league.
Still more money there.
Yeah.
As much money as these kids are making in college, still more money in the pros, man. In about 10 minutes, you will hear from the Commanders coordinators. First, we think it'll be Joe Witt, then it'll be Cliff Kingsbury. A lot of times that stuff goes either way. Like, sometimes Cliff will just show up. So we've learned to be nimble in our old age here. Another fellow I would describe as pretty damn nimble, Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
Parsons does a podcast, obviously.
Extremely nimble.
Parsons is Cowboys just stud edge rusher linebacker. Maybe he's more than just an edge. Straight up linebacker.
He plays everything.
Kind of like an LT.
Inside, outside.
Yeah.
Differently.
What do you think? You think the best comp for him would be LT? Mm-hmm. At least early on in his career?
LT did the same thing. He lined up anywhere.
Not a lot of guys.
Over any position.
Not a lot of guys that can be that versatile and still be that good as a rusher.
Yeah.
Micah Parsons has talked repeatedly about his fondness for Joe Witt and Dan Quinn. And, he's in the content game, baby, so you got to talk about this week's games. This is Micah Parsons talking Commanders Lions.
Can they find ways to stop Jaden Daniels? That's going to be the most interesting thing so far that is going to be the happening. Because I think if the game's on the line and you got Jaden Daniels with 2 minutes left and it's 17-17, can they win that game? It's going to come down to Jared Goff, obviously. Jared Goff got to limit the turnovers. You can't keep giving Jaden Daniels the ball. You know, I think the turnovers is going to be a crucial factor. And can that Washington's front affect Jared Goff in the most dominant way? They need to find a way to affect Jared Goff to create turnovers. It's going to be a battle between up front totally because they got to honestly slow down Jahmyr Gibbs. And it's going to be an interesting matchup because it's going to be Luvu versus Gibbs. I think that's going to be the matchup to look out for. I think Luvu's been one of the most dominant linebackers this year. And seeing him against Gibbs, who's been the most dominant back, I think we're starting to see what Gibbs can be when he carries the load. I understand he's been splitting it with Montgomery and things like that, but Gibbs has been tearing the league up since he's been getting a start.
Interesting because it's coming from Parsons. Clearly he has like a media future because he's just talking about the whole matchup.
Clearly he knows football.
Well, what stood out to me was his comments about Luvu. He thinks Luvu's been one of the best, you know, linebackers in the NFL this season, which he has. I think, you know, the All-Pro nomination kind of.
You have to be careful with him on Gibbs. Gibbs is good in the passing game as well.
Gibbs, I think, is a little too quick for Frankie. I think you're going to need a lot of Jeremy Chinn in this game. A lot of it to me, from a matchup standpoint, is what do you do with Marshawn? Is that a St. Brown thing? Is that just I don't think you're traveling Marshawn with St. Brown on this. I think Samardzija's probably the better matchup for Williams. And I say that recognizing nobody has Williams' speed.
Yeah.
His high-end speed is just different.
Yeah.
What do you do with Marshawn?
I think you play him on the side. And if it's when Williams is over there, you give help.
But you think you let him go one-on-one with St. Brown?
I don't think I'm following him. I don't think I'm following St. Brown. I think I'm going to hunker down and play what I play.
Yeah, I agree.
And I can run different looks from where I'm at. I don't think, because like, I think the thing about Mike Evans and him, they have a history, and they both, you know, they play physical. St. Brown is shifty, okay? Williams is a damn rocket. He can fly. So you got to give them different looks. And now, let's be real, Williams young, too. St. Brown has some experience in this thing so far. And he eats defenses up. But ultimately, the one thing that's going to help him is if he can find a way to generate some pass rush. That could help tremendously on everybody but in the back end.
Do you think – where do you think that rush could come from?
You have to dial up some stuff. I think just rushing four has not worked. We're going to have to try to find a way to have some delay blitzes, and maybe you got to do some looks where you're going to make it think like you're coming and drop off and you know, make Jared have to throw the ball quicker, you know, because just rushing four hadn't worked for us this year so far.
Yeah, I think they know they've got to try to speed Detroit up. But the problem is Goff is really good at identifying the blitz and then finding something hot moving. Mm-hmm. And they just have so much talent all over the place. You know what I mean? That it's hard to not. So I'm pulling up sacks. Caleb Williams was your.
Mm-hmm.
I do think we should. At some point, we got to compliment Caleb's toughness, because of all the questions about him, I think toughness was one of them. That kid basically got his ass kicked all year and still started all 17 games.
Mm-hmm.
Sacked 68 times. Jaden Daniels was sacked 47 times. That's sixth on this list.
Mm-hmm.
So it was Caleb, Stroud, Geno, Burrow, Darnold, then Jaden. You gotta scroll down a little bit. Goff, in 17 starts, was only sacked 31 times.
Mm-hmm.
So
if I hear that type of stuff, I go back to Mark Rippon being sacked in 16 games.
Nine times.
That's ridiculous.
That's
dog.
Crazy. That is really, really crazy.
God.
You know who must do a really good job getting rid of the ball? Stafford was only sacked 28 times. He made 16 starts. Lamar, how many times do you think Lamar got sacked? 23. Bo Nix was only 24. That's really pretty impressive for a rookie. He also has an awesome offensive line. How many do you think Josh Allen was sacked?
Less than that.
14.
Mm-hmm.
He also takes off.
He takes off running a lot.
So does Lamar.
Lamar this year sat in that pocket. He ran when he had to. He did not force the run this year.
Carson Wentz started one game. How many sacks do you think he took?
Four.
That game might be more fun.
Wow.
stupid. Malik Willis, two starts for the Packers this year. How many sacks?
Eight.
Bang. Got it. Stuff like this is what makes sports fun. You can find something to discuss and something to bet on just about anywhere you're looking. We are all super fired up for the divisional round weekend. It's going to be excellent football.